We are on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We finished the Mishnah. That's what we accomplished last week. We discussed the Mishnah in great detail. And the Mishnah basically spoke about a person who passed away. And because of you being involved in all of the areas of the burial that you're allowed, you do not have...
Not just the korov, but other people.
Right, that's right. Discussed the actual ceremony and the things.
People involved in the pallbearers.
Right. Okay, so the Mishnah started off saying, Mishim meso mutal afanam, which the Gemara is going to literally translate incorrectly as the mace is physically in front of you.
Right.
Which implies the only time you're patur
is if the guy's in front of you.
Right.
But if he wasn't in front of you, you'd have to be, you say, Shema and all
right.
that stuff.
Right.
Fill in the whole nine yards.
Which we know is not true.
Right.
So therefore, the Gemara is going to ask this as a question, and we'll give the answer that we'll all be familiar with. The Gemara is going to actually have two answers, but the second one's a little more famous. So ask the Gemara, Mutul Afanav in, Shenu Mutul Afanav, lo, what, only if it... Right? Only if you're in front?
Only if he's allowed, the body's there with you.
Otherwise, you're going to be chayiv. Doesn't make any sense. Or maybe he'll ask you a question. Mishu meisu mutu lefanav. A person, and it uses the exact same language. Mishu meisu mutu lefanav. Ochel bebayis acher. Don't eat in that same
house.
Okay? But rather, you should go to someone else's house. Ve'im ein lo bayis acher. If there's no other house... Right? Ochel bebayis chavero. If you don't have another house, then you go to your friend's house. Ve'im lo bayis chavero, osa mechitza v'ochel. So you should make a little partition of some sort. And
not eat directly over the body, basically.
Exactly. Right. Ve'im ein lo davar lasos mechitza, and you really are out of luck. You don't even have a mechitza to separate yourself and the remains of the mace. Then machzer panav ve'oichel. Then turn your face and eat. There's some gemaras over there. If you'd be able to get a couple of them, that'd be greatly appreciated. On the bottom shelf on the right. Thank you. Right. So whichever way you're allowed, you got to eat. You got to eat.
Right.
Fine. So let's see what Rashi says. She'eno mutal afanav, says Rashi. Kagon. Hu bebayis echad, bemeis bebayis acher. If you're in a different house than the mace, then maybe that means, as our Mishnah says, you be chayev.
Right.
But this, we're going to see, is not so. It says like this. So you should go to a different house. Ochel, and that's where you should eat. If you can't do that, then you turn your head. Okay, we're on the last line on Yud Zayin Amud Beis.
What's the difference in another house? Is his friend's house and somebody else? Where else are you going to go? And you're going to go to some stranger's house.
Right, exactly.
It doesn't make sense. Hey, you walk in, I have a dead body, you ask me, you got a house, you know, are you nuts? Seriously, think about the Lushan, I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Right. Well, a bias doesn't necessarily have to mean a house, it could also mean a room. You know, you don't even have another room in which to eat in, other than this. You're living in a studio apartment. But it is kind of awkward how it breaks it down. Alright, last line on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Ve'eno mesav oichel. You should not recline and eat.
Like on Pesach.
Right, which shows you're
maybe
happy
right,
and free
exactly.
And good. Ve'eno ochel basar. Ve'eno shosiyayin. So this is before the Kura.
Right.
And this is some of the halachos that we're somewhat familiar with and will become very familiar with shortly. By learning them maybe tonight or next week, that you're not allowed to eat meat or drink wine, an onin is not allowed to do this. Ve'enim avarech, ve'enim azamin. So what does it mean, ve'enim avarech, ve'enim azamin? So let's start off by, let's go to Rashi. The Rashi
Why
before
must
that.
I say that, by the way?
What's that?
Ve'enim avarech, ve'enim azamin. If you came avarech, kavachom, you came, or you're going to say, well, because they need you for a zimun, that you can, you know, you may not be able to. You can't discount you if they need you for a zimun. Is that what you're saying?
Because if you yourself aren't obligated to do it, then you shouldn't be able to participate.
Yeah, but the question is, let's say the other two need you to be a zimun. I mean, you might think that you might be allowed to, but
right.
You'd say, you know, you can't even do
what,
that.
What is the lava? What lava are you over if you take the bench?
Oh, so Let's look at this Rashi. It says so. The first Rashi of Enemetzav Kederach Hamutzavim B'Chashivus Alzido. You lean Hasmolus on your left side, Vamit in your bed. That you can't do. Veinu Mavarech. So it says you should not be Mavarech. Veinu Sarach Mavarech Berachas Hamotzi. You don't say the Berachas Hamotzi, which some of the Mefarshim, which we'll see in Yoredeya, hold that you still wash on the Tilas Yadayim. An Oneid washes in Tilas Yadayim. You don't say the Bracha, but you should still wash.
It says Eino Sarach.
Oh, right. Which is strange. It's a very strange language.
Then if you want to, it means you can, which is the thing we've been talking about all along. Right. If you wanted to, you could.
But that's what it sounds like from the words of the Rashi. So much so that Tosfos, which, don't worry, we're not going to see the whole Tosfos, because it's a small one. It's only a few lines over here. The problem is if you look on the next Almud, it never ends almost. Right. It's a lengthy one. But you'll see that Tosfos, let's just see the first two lines of Tosfos, then we'll go back to it later. Tosfos adds, Perish Rashi, Ein Zokuk Levarech, which is the same language of Ein Sarach Levarech, that's what Rashi says. You don't have to say Hamotzi. Umashmi Toch Perusho, it sounds Shim Ratzel Levarech Roshar, you're allowed to. And then he says, Mi Yubi Rishami Kamer Im Ratzel Lahachmer Ein Shaymin Lo, you're not allowed to do this. According to Tosfos, unlike Rashi, you're not allowed to. Not that you right. You don't have to. In Sarech, so it's possible that you could say Rashi's lav dafka, which we never want to say. It's probably a better understanding of Rashi. But Tosfos is clearly saying that absolutely not. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. And we're going to see that in the halacha toward the end of this evening. Okay, so that was Eino Mavarech, and the Eino Mezamein, says Rashi, Eino Tsarech, see, it's the same Lashon of Rashi, very strange. Eino Tsarech Levarech Berechas HaMazon. You don't need to bench.
So,
but an onein is what?
It's not mechuyev in shema, not mechuyev in berachas hamazon. Same thing.
Yeah, and I'm saying an onein, it's not. An onein is a separate halacha that you're not allowed to do certain things. So that's what it is. We'll discuss that in greater detail. Why that works? Why it should work? Tosfos is going to ask the question, and other mepharshim ask the question. Why it works? Fine. Let's just continue in this line of Gemara, Ein Mevarech, Ein Mezamein, Amud Aleph, Yudchas Amud Aleph, Ve'ein Mevarechin Alav, Ve'ein Mezamein Alav, Ve'ein Mevarechin Alav. So Ve'ein Mezamein, interesting, the way the Gemara, Rashi translated on the last two words, was that you don't have to bench. Ein Mevarechin Alav, Rashi keeps saying the same language. In Sarach, Shevarechu Lo Achem, Beberechas Alechem.
Why would that be? How can you make a bracha for somebody else? What did you ever hear? You can make a bracha, I can make apa. If you're eating a sandwich, I'm going to make a bracha for you. I mean, that's the mashmashim. Where is that halacha?
You're right. It seems to be unnecessary. You're absolutely right. It's absolutely true. I don't have an answer for that question. Jason Gumar's over there. Good evening. The Ein Mezamein Alav, Ein Mitzaref Im Shloish Lezimla. That's the second outline Rashi. Yeah. You can't be part of the Mezumim. Okay. Fine. But all of this, Pater Mikriyashma, back in the Gemara on top of Yud Chesam and Aleph, Pater Mikriyashma, Umin Atfila, Umin Atfilin, Yikomet Sosem Mors Matorah. Pater from everything. Rosh Shabbos, Mesa V'Oichel Basar V'Shoy Seyayin Siyin Onin. So the Kippur hasn't happened yet. The Kippur is going to be on
no law of
Sunday.
On Shabbos.
Right. We're going to discuss
Shabbos is Doch Aninus. That's basically the same.
Right, there's no laws of an onin, of certain public signs of aninos on Shabbos. We'll see why in Tosfos, which was alluded to last week. With Shabbos, mesa ba'oichel basar, v'shoy seyayin, eat meat, drink wine, v'mavarech, v'mezamen, v'mavarech alam, v'mezamen alam. So he said all those things. You can say the bracha before, the hamotzi, you can bench, or maybe you should bench, and also you are can be motzi others, you can also be part of his mezuvin, even though the person has passed away and the kavur has not yet happened. But on Shabbos, Shabbos is Shabbos. The chayim b'chol mitzvah samaris v'tayr. The chayim in every mitzvah. Now we don't hold like that. We hold like the next line. Actually, we do hold like that. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer mitayich shenischayim be'elu nischayim be'kulon. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, since you're already chayim in these, so you're probably chayim in all of them. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Binayi, what's the difference between them? We just said above that you're chayim b'chol hamitzvah. So what's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel coming to add? Right. It's Tashu Shemitik Minayu. That according to Rashi Lemuel, for some reason he's of the opinion. You see this Rashi in the third line. Rashi Shimon Chayev Chayev Ovel Ba'ona B'Shabbos. He says that there's still an obligation for Tashu Shemita, which is a man's chiyuv of Ona to his spouse. Right. So therefore, we don't hold like that, as we're going to see eventually. So anyway, that's the machlokas between the two. But other than that, all of the laws of Adinus are suspended on Shabbos. Ketanimiyos, nonetheless, we learn, Patra mikriya shema minatfilin mikol mitzvah samoris v'torah. That's where you put your question mark. We learn that you're patra from all these mitzvahs. So, what's your point? So, why is that a question? So, let's look at Rashi. Rashi helps us out. Ketanimiyos patra mikriya shema mikol brachos. It's interesting, different gears of Rashi. The Gemara says doesn't say Mikol Brachos, but nonetheless, V'afilu, says Rashi, and even Kishu Ochel the base Chavero, even if you're eating your friend's house, because we started this whole discussion
that you got to go to a friend's house. The Nase is Mutalafana that you go to a friend's house.
Right. So what's the problem? The problem is if you're eating at your friend's house, assuming that you don't have a window looking into your house, staring at the mace, which you don't. So how's that mace mutal afanav? According to the language of our Mishnah, it says mishim mace mutal afanav. The only time you're potter is if the mace is mamish in front of you. Mashma, if you're in your friend's house, you're chayav in all the mitzvos. So how come it says over here you're still potter in all these mitzvos? That's the question. We know the answer, but that's the question. That why is it that our Mishnah says that only if the mace is in front of you, you're potter, implying if the mace is not physically in front of you, you're chayav. Here we see you're still potter from all the mitzvahs. So we have two answers. Omer Rav Papa gives one answer, which is the one which people don't know as well. Targuma amachzer panav oichel. Go back and translate it and insert it to the part of amachzer panav oichel. Turn your face and eat. What was the case of turn your face and eat? Turn your face and eat because you have no other house. Unfortunately, you have no friends. And you have no mechitza. So what are you doing? You're eating your delicious meal in front of the mace. So if you're eating your meal in front of the mace, at least turn your face. That is what all these halachos are then going back on. If you are in front of that mace and you're back is turned, but the mace is still in the same room, that's why it says you're potter from all the mitzvos. However, if in fact you would have gone to your friend's house, if in fact you'd be in a different room than the mace, then in fact you would be chayav. So it's not a question. Our Mishnah and this Brisa are consistent. If you're in front of the mace, physically in front, you're potter. If you're not physically in front of the mace, then you're chayav. It says over here you're potter. It's because over there it's talking about the case of it, you turn your face, which means that you're still in that room. And that's the only reason why you're puffed, is because you're still in that room. Okay, that's what it means. And what Rashi says, Targuma lahadatani, that which we learned, the potter, when does it say that you're potter, right? It's she'en lo bias acher, it's when you have no other house to cover, masa panav yoichel. So you have no choice, because you're physically sitting in the same room as the mace. That's when you're potter. However, if you would not be in front of the mace, you'd be in your friend's house, b'chad. Which we do not hold like that answer. We don't paskin like that answer. We paskin like the second answer, which is the more famous of the answers. And what is that answer? Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Omer, he says, no. You're translating the language of our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Misha Meisu Mutlafanav. It doesn't mean physically the mace, you're staring at it, you're watching it, it's in the same room. That's not what our Mishnah means. Rav Asher, Rav Kivan, Shemutola the cover. Since it's upon you, the your responsibility is to do this kvura, this burial, it's as though that mace is in front of you. It's in your head, it's in your mind, it's stressing
you. Not physically, it's mentally.
Exactly. And therefore, the fact that a person is in a different room, he's in his friend's house, it's still mutalafana. And therefore, you're always going to be pachta. Exactly. It's still mutalafana. How do we see this inyan that even though a person's not physically in front of the base, that it's ke'ilu, that he's mutalafana dami? Shnemar, as it says in Shabbos Chevron.
Right,
let's pull that out. Vayakum Avraham mi'al p'nei mesa. It says that Avraham got up mi'al p'nei mesa, from physically being in front of the mace. Benemar ve'ekvar mesa l'ofana. And it says, bury my mace, my dead before you. So what does it mean? Was he physically staring at Sarah, the deceased Sarah Meinu? No. Kozman shemutalav l'kavur k'motalav on the dami. Avraham Avinu is teaching us this inyan. But just as long as you have that chiyuv, it's constantly on you. And that's what Avraham was doing. He was being metapel the entire time, trying to find a place for kvura. And therefore, to him, it was meis mutlafana. So how could he be chayv in any of the mitzvahs? He's going to be pater in all mitzvahs, because meis was as though it was mutlafana, as though it was in front of you. That's what Rashi says. Rashi Omer, l'olam akula. This is a better answer, because this whole brisa is going back on the entire first part about eating. That it doesn't make a difference if you're eating in front of the mace with your back turned, with a mechitza, or you're in a different room, or you're in a different house, or in your friend's house. It doesn't make a difference. All this whole brisa is going back to that. It says Rashi, olam akula. What's going on? Everything. It doesn't make a difference. Even if you're in a different room, you're in a different house, I mean, the person, one of your Zayin Krovim, or in a chapel, you're still potter. The chol hamutal love a cover kari mutal upon them, and therefore an oinim, din oinim, is even upon you. We're going to see that there is some, on some level, there's an idea of following like the first answer as well, the first answer of Rav Papa, which we'll see in halach. Yaakov Abraham uksiv akbar masim lafanai v'ahi shait alav lafanav havi. Rashi says that at that moment, Sarah was not physically, her remains were not in front of him, but nonetheless, the pasuk says, in front. Okay. So, with that said, let's look at this tosis. Okay. So that answers. I'm not going to see this whole thing. We'll just see the beginning of it, just to get the gist of it all. Okay. Fine. Tosis, as we saw, quoted Rashi. Rashi seems to imply that you just, an onan before the kvura isn't chayav to do mitzvah. So you don't have to do it. Which is an interesting question of what the word pater means. Does pater mean I don't have to do it, but
you're
I could? You're
not allowed to do it.
So we saw Rashi said ein sarach, and he didn't just say it once, he said it three times.
Tosu says yeah,
right. Ein shayman lo. You're not allowed to listen to this person. It's not allowed to go strict. We're in the middle of the Tosus now. We saw a few of the lines. L'kachnir lomer shein mavarech. That which our Brisa said, Gemara said, that ein mavarech, that he does not say hamotzi, it means ein shay lavarech. You're not allowed to. Mefarshim Yerushalmi lomer v'kamer mipnei kvodo shel meis. So this is one of the reasons why do we say that when it comes to all these mitzvos, why does it say, Taka, that this person doesn't do any of these mitzvos as an onen? Why not? Do some mitzvos, what's the problem? Because of kavod shomes. By you being involved in mitzvos, when you're supposed to be thinking and involved and working to do the kvura at the most opportune time, that's not respect, that's the lack of kavod shomes.
Also the fact that you're able to do mitzvos in the base camp.
Oh. That's right. The Gemara, the next piece of Gemara over here is going to talk about Lo Yigla Rosh. It's going to quote the pasuk in Mishlei. based on that inyan. But that's how Tosus explains. It's mene kavodo shomeis. Inami, another explanation, mipnei she'ein lo mi shisa masli, that there is no one else to be involved in this process. Uparech wasan yipotim minatilas lulav. Whichever reason you want to say, we learn that you're potim minatilas lulav. An onain does not have an obligation to shake the lulav of an eser, because sapadaitoch demairi biyamtov. We were thinking that maybe even in Yom Tov,
like Shabbos.
Right. Well, that's the problem. The problem is Yom Tov, you would think, is like Shabbos. And just like on Shabbos,
you're not an onain.
So Tosus wonders that when it says you're patim and tilas lulav, is it really talking about Yom Tov, right?
Well, they're a chalamoy.
That's what he's going to answer. Uvo enu tarud lisa maso. You're not involved. You cannot focus. But Mishani, what does it say? It says titter b'chol perish b'chol shamoi, which basically means that Shabbos is like Yom Tov. So
Yom Tov is like Shabbos for the Yom Tov days, but not for Chol HaMoed.
Right. Which what does that mean? It means that when it comes to doing a kfura, you're not going to do a kfura on Shabbos. So why am I going to be tarud? Why am I going to be thinking and involved and worried?
I can't do it.
So it's the same thing with Yom
Tov. Human nature is not that way, though.
About what?
Oh, I'm going to shut my mind off. Have somebody die, and okay, Shabbos is fine. But the fact is that human nature is not that you can say, okay, I'm going to forget that I got buried.
You can't get on the phone.
You can't
call the
chapel.
But
still, you head.
What can you do?
I'm saying, but the question is your kavana going to be there? Because it's still, I know you can't physically do it, like you say, you can't make a phone call and you can't bury him, but it's still a person's head.
That's right. There's no bailiffs on Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Yeah, that's very right. Easy to say.
It's not. Who said it's easy?
But what's reality? Let me tell you something. When my father passed away, it was Erev Shabbos, and the body was with us the whole Shabbos, your mind is on. No matter what you think you're going to do, it's there. You know, it's in the same house with you. You're not running away from it. So how can you really honestly have the proper kavana as far as davening, as far as anything else? You're there with it. It's literally Mesa Mutolu in front of. It's in the same room as you, same house.
Well, because you raised the point of Eino Mevarech. You said Mevarech is
That's what Rashi says.
It's the second
to last line in Rashi focuses on that question. Before we get into some halacha over here, which will carry us into the rest of the duration of today's class, we know that when it comes, because I don't think I underlined this one halacha, that when it comes to an onain, the reason why, he says a different reason, hatam de usser, l'echol bosev lishtos yayin, can't eat meat, drinking wine is kadesh shlo yimshuch acher tanugav, that you'll be so involved in your own physical pleasures and enjoying yourself, this atzel b'kfuras hameis, you'll become lazy, you're not going to do the kfura. So we want you to remain focused, so that also when it comes to doing a mitzvah, you'll end up diverting your mind to the mitzvah, you're not going to be focused on this. This is mezeh hatam, very interesting. He says, for this reason, lo asur ni'ilas sandal ad achar kfura. We know that the iser of wearing leather shoes does not apply until by the time of the actual flora, but an onain is allowed to wear leather shoes. The question is why? If all the other halachos of avelos apply, you know, the meat and this, so why the shoes? So he says,
you couldn't walk in the cemetery.
But he says, he says a little before that, he said, the imiel achyach, if a person would go barefoot, lo yuchel lethas anav anal ishtad l'kvura. It's going to be too hard for you to be able to, because you're running around to take care of this kvura, and it's mesem l'tolfanav, and you're making all these preparations. So if you're not going to have your proper footwear walking around, it's going to be more difficult for you to make those preparations. That's how he explains it. Okay. There's one other question before we get into Yoredeh, which we'll see in a moment. There's a shaila that's brought down in the Sefer Berchas Aharon, which we don't have in front of us, that what happens in the event that an onin says the Kriya Shema. He wasn't supposed to, right? According to this Tosfos Kli, says you're not supposed to. When it says Pater, means you're not allowed to. Now, if, let's say, you did say the Shema, and afterwards you did the Kfura, and now it's still Zman Kriya Shema.
Were you
Yotze? The fact that you shouldn't have done it, but you did. So are you Yotze?
You might ask if you made the brachas or the brachas of the Batola. That's another question. The whole union of Mishnah Berurah about saying the brachas at night, let's say from Arab, and you say it before Tzeis HaKochavim,
right.
You say that the brachas go on for later also. If you say it again later, you say the same thing. So it might be the same thing too.
So the way he answers this question, which he's not there, it's not clear what the answer is. Whether you're Yotze in this situation by doing something which you this is by he brings down a Gemara in Yevamos, Gabi Akum Shahoyu Lobanim Begiuso Vnisgayer. So you have someone who's not Jewish, and which they're not obligated other than the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, in which one of them is not Peru Ravu, having children, but they had children. Right, they had children, and then they converted. There's a machlokas in the Gemara. Machlokas, if you were already mekayim the mitzvah puravu, if it's necessary for you to have more children, because on one hand you do have children, but you were not chayim at that time to do the mitzvah. So some like to maybe compare that situation to that, even though he says maybe that's not so. Great, because an Akum Labar Chiyuva who Klal, so someone who's not Jewish, never had an obligation, as opposed to the Onin. So maybe the Onin is more reason to say that his Shema does mean something. So that's something to consider, to think about. All right, let's move on to some Yoredeya. You can pass this back. You can see that. This is Hilchos Aninus. This is the beginning of the laws of an Onein. And a lot of these halachos, maybe some of them we've seen. And I just underlined some of the goodies. I'd like to go through it for a few minutes and get a little acquainted with these halachos. A lot of them based on what we just saw in our Gemara. So, we see, this is on the very toward the bottom of the page, first page. It says, Mi Shemes Lo Meis. Shehu chayiv l'sabel lo. Anyone see that? Okay. So someone died, in which you have an obligation to mourn for that individual. So you're one of the
seven crows.
Right. Kodim kfura, before the kfura, ochel, which is, you're an aninos, ochel bebayis acher. You should eat another house, which is what we just read in the Gemara. Mm-hmm. And it says, ein lo bayis acher, ochel bebayis chavero. Which is strange, but you can't say anything wrong about the Mechaber who quotes this, Rabbi Yosef Karo, who quotes this because he's just pulling it straight out of the Gemara. The question is, why does the Gemara say it? It's kind of strange. Ein bayis lechaver, if your friend doesn't have a place, or you don't have a friend, also mechitza, build a wall. V'yafilu mechitza shel stin sagis, is a sheet that doesn't have to be some extravagant, huge, beautiful mechitza. And then if you jump to the second page, which we're going to go back to page one in a second to see the Shach and the Taz, but let's just go through this for a few more moments. It says, the ein lo davar lasos mechitza, we're in the middle, on the top line. Anyone see that? You don't have anything to make a wall out of. Maser pana v'yoichel. Then you turn your face and eat, which is exactly what the Braisa said. Uvein kach, levein kach, regardless, whether or not you're in the room and you turned your face, or you're in a different room, or you're in a different house, in your friend's house, you'd be a filu hu be'ir acheres. Even if you're in a different city, he goes so far as to say, which we're going to see in the Shach, discusses that, as I mentioned, the two answers of the Gemara. The first one borrows a little bit this idea, which we'll get to. It says, even if you're in a different city, eino mesa v'oichel, you do not recline and eat. You don't eat meat. Don't drink wine. See, he's a little more clear than what the Gemara says, but that's with Rashi's help. You don't make a hamotzi. Benching thereafter. so other people will not to be involved with Hamotzi or to join them for a Zimun. And it doesn't make a difference, even if the mace is in a different city, these halachos apply. Nafil im oichel im acherim shimavarachim, even once you're eating with other people and they say a bracha, lo yan achareim amen. You should not answer amen to their bracha. Pater mikol mitzvos hamors b'toira, so you're pater from everything. V'yafilu im eno tzarech lasik b'tzarech hamace. It says it doesn't make a difference. Even if you yourself aren't doing a thing, what do you mean you're not doing the thing?
You're not handling the kura.
Right, so, right, apparently.
As long as you're one of the seven krovim.
Right. So, and he elaborates, similar to as you did. Kigon, shiesh lo acherim sh'oiskin b'shvilo. Someone else is taking care of it. You're not doing it. It doesn't make a difference. As long as you're one of the zayin krovim, you're an onin, and you're a putter from all these mitzvahs. V'yesh omrim, and there are those who say, sh'afil im yirtza l'hachmer al atzma, which is kind of what Tosos brings down, this lashon, even if you want to be strict, levarech ol anos amein achar hamavarechin, ein rishay, you're not allowed to do it. Okay? Ein rishay, period. Even though we're in the middle of the sif, we're going to get into Shabbos and Yom Tov in a second, which is a very interesting halacha, which is not just aninos, but about the law, the requirement of eating meat in general, which we'll get to in a moment. If we go back to the first page. On the first page, I could have underlined more stuff, but let's just stick to what I have for now. So, start off with the shach, which is on the top, on the right, the sifsi kayim. It says, kodim kvura. All these laws apply before the kvura. Hu onin, v'asir b'chol devarim, sha'onin asir behen. You're asir in all these things. Avol achar kvura, that even after on the kvura field, but also yom shemes, ein din onen olav. It doesn't make a difference. Even if the person died at 9 o'clock in the morning and the kvura was at 11 o'clock, you're no longer an onen. After the kvura, even if it's the same day, the hilchos aninas fall off immediately. Okay. Let's just see this other shach, which I underline. I'm not sure what it says. Ochel b'bayis acher. You're in a different house. Yim enu lafanav. Mutul echol b'bayis shehu sham. Because we said that the whole problem of you eating, which
it's
means
the body being there.
Body
so,
being
so
there.
So you could eat in your own home as long as the body's in a funeral parlor, for argument's sake.
Exactly. Right. You can't eat meat or drink wine, but you can eat whatever. You can have a slice of pizza. Okay. Says the Taz, the Turi Zahav, and this was what Rami Pechman was alluding to. What's the reason why we're so machmed, you can't eat in the same place. Who cares? He says, Davi Kaloy Larosh. It's like you're Loy Larosh, you're laughing at a poor person, scoffing at an individual who no longer is in this world. Cain Parish Rashi prepared Mishmeso, which is interesting because we're learning Mishmeso, and we did not see anywhere anything about Loy Larosh. We'll again get to that, which we're not going to get to this week. But nonetheless, it's the Indian of Logarash. So in a second, if the whole Indian of Logarash, there's a prohibition of embarrassing a mace, asks the Taz, Bahadu Asur Gamba Acher Mitamze, so why does it talk about I can't eat in front of the mace because I'm one of the Zayin Krovim? No one should be allowed to. If it's Logarash, it's like Logarash is walking into a basic forest with your tzitzis out. So it doesn't make a difference if I'm one of the relatives, or I just happen to be going through a shortcut. Still not allowed to do it. So Taz is asking the Kasha, what is this Mechaber talking about? That it's only referring to the person, Misha Mesel Mes, Shuchai Lus Avel. It's not true. So the Taz says like this. So the Taz says, Mafisha Davka B'chaya B'Kvuraso, Yesh Chash, B'Mashenu Osik B'Kvuraso, B'Yoshel Echol B'Fnei Hames. The issue, which it's interesting, like it almost sounds like a different reason, you have to kind of craft it, but the whole problem is only you, because you're supposed to be involved in the kvura, and here you are eating your lovely leisurely meal, so that's logarush. Because why is it logarush? There's nothing, eating a meal, eating a slice of pizza is not a mitzvah. Right? You don't have to do a mitzvah in front of a mace. For me to eat in front of a mace, and I'm not related to that person who passed away, who cares? That's not Lola Garush. Lola Garush is the event that I'm supposed to be helping you can't help yourself, and I'm doing nothing, I'm sitting here and having a meal. That's a bezayon to the mace. That's a lack of kavod of mace. That's the reason why these halachos only apply to mi shemesel mace who chayav b'lis abel. Okay, continuing the next page with the words of the shach. The shach on the top left says, it doesn't make a difference, which was the second answer of our Gemara, you don't have to be physically in front of the mace, mi shemesel mutl afana, afil hu b'yarcheres. Even if you're in a different location, doesn't make a difference. You're still putter in all these mitzvahs, says the Shah. Mashma fil yeshlo mishis askui mo be'iro, shemes din onin alav. Apparently, it implies that even if there is someone else in that city where the mace is, that is involved in this whole process, that the din of aninus still applies to you. Behinu kadas harosh, shecholuk or Rabbeinu Tam. Not everyone agrees to this, because if you remember, what did Tosos say? One of the reasons of Tosos is, why on Shabbos are you not an onid?
You can't be tarot.
I'm not doing anything. I'm not involved in this process.
So you might think that the same thing is here. But you could look at it that that person in the city is shluchah shel adam kamoso, you know, he's handling the things, it's as if he's yod handling it, so right. There should be Torah in it.
That could be. That could probably be the reason why the shach holds that you're always potter, even if you're not doing it at all. Even
if somebody's handling for you as acting as your shliach.
Right. As opposed to on Shabbos,
you can't be your shliach, nobody could do it.
Right. That's probably the answer to that. That's probably the reason why. That's a very good approach. The Shach continues as a Maviu Hatur Abul Habach Pasuk Rabbeinu Tam Tikrovim Shvi'ir Acheres. This is amazing. Listen to this. We don't paskin like this, but it's interesting to hear these shitos that Krovim from a different city Ein Din Onin Aleihem Ela Im Kain Ein Lames Krovim Hamas Avin Alav Iro Shemut Aleihem Lekaver. Translate that. So, according to some, they hold that if you're one of the relatives, but you're in a different city, you're in an Iracharis, you're not an Onain unless, Elinkin, unless, Ein Lemes Krovim, the Mace does not have any other relatives, Hamas Avon Lulab Iro Shemutalang Hamakavar. Abul Im Ye Shlo Krovim, but if in fact, this mace does have relatives, Hamutalehem with Tapil B'iro, that are involved in that city taking care of the mace. Ein din onin al oso hakrovim shib'ir acheres. So, in other words, if you're living in Miami, someone dies in New York,
right.
And fortunately for you, that person also has you have a relative in New York that's taking care of everything, and you're sitting in Miami. So, in that opinion,
you're not an onin.
That's what
I know, but it doesn't make sense.
The way you read it was
the way we learned it even in the Gemara.
It was what?
You still have the laws of the way the second svar is. That of course, just because it's not mesa mutal afana, but you still have the burial, and like I said, yeah, you know, it's still it's one of your seven krovim. If you're a krov. And you didn't. The body's not buried, so you still have the halacha of onin, no matter where you are.
The proof that we used though over there was Abraham and Sarah.
Right.
No Abraham, Sarah was not getting buried.
Right.
So what if you happen to have an Abraham in New York and
like
you happen to be in
she's
Detroit?
She's a shliach, but right. You're still without the fig of aninus.
Possible, but the question is, so what? But
what?
What reason are you put there? Why are you put there? What's You're not doing anything. You're literally doing
the only reason you're part of is that you're involved in the mace. Okay, you have no ability to be involved at all.
Yeah, but you mentally, you're tolerant.
No, that's how we pask. An onin is an onin. We don't say that if you're
just because you're an Ashkash, you know, the thing is here, you're still
right.
Seven.
But it's just worthwhile hearing this idea that not the Indian of being an onin. Is not so pashut that you just automatically know, and then everyone agrees to that. Now, that was all on a weekday. How about on Shabbos? So now let's go back into the Mechaber. It was Shabbos v'Yom Tov, which is what Tosas talked about, which makes sense that Yom Tov is like Shabbos. Ochel basar v'shos yayin. Eat meat and drink wine. And then I underline imirtz. If you want to. We'll get back to that in a second. We'll just see the next couple of lines. Umevarech v'chay b'chol mitzvos. You're obligated in all the mitzvos. Chutz mibetash v'shemita she'osir bo. Which means we don't hold like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel of our Gemara. We hold like the Tanakhama. That laws of private forms of aninus that we still apply. And we have the parentheses. Umutter leilech lebeis achneses. This is kind of cute. Umutter leilech lebeis achneses b'shabbos. You're allowed to go to shul on Shabbos and daven. And it says v'av b'chol ein bo iser. Even during a weekday, there's nothing wrong for an onin to go to shul. But the problem is, rak v'acher shasul l'spalel mayasesham. If you can't daven, so what else are you doing there?
See, come and talk.
Sure.
And next thing you know, it says.
Well, that's what he says. If it's us in the daven, there's no real purpose for you to be there. Mayasesham. It's very cute. That's talking about on a weekday, of course. This is on a weekday. If you can't daven there, then you have no real business being there. But the key words was if you want to. And the shach over here talks about the laws of aninus with regard to eating meat on Shabbos, for an onein. But even more than that, we can derive from these halachos whether or not is there an actual chiyuv for me to eat meat. Must I eat red meat on a regular Shabbos? So the shach says like this. Tikivan shu mischavin l'mitzvah, since you're involved in a mitzvah, im yirtzel yoch, if you want, you can eat. Yirtzel lo yoch, if you want, you don't have to eat the meat. She'enu chova al adam she'ochel basav yishtayayin b'shabbos. You have no chiyuv to eat meat or even to drink wine on Shabbos. It's not a chiyuv. In other words, it's not a must. Is it a nice thing? Is it an inyan? Yes. Is it a chiyuv? The Shach says there's no chiyuv to eat meat on Shabbos. Shahari Amru, because it's brought down in the Gemara, it says, Asi, Shabbat Chachol. Better to make your Shabboses as weekdays. Shabbos, most people have a bigger meal. So if you're a poor person, so don't have such a big, extravagant meal. Consider like a weekday as far as you're eating. V'al tetzarech l'briyo, so not have to come out to people. Better for you not to be dependent on other people, and your Shabbos is not a real Shabbos, but at least you're independent. So what is the purpose of that chazal? Hilchak b'chol davar shu mitzvah, anything which is a mitzvah, chayav lasos in the Shabbos, you have to do. It's not you want to, you don't have to. When it comes to eating meat, rishosu. If you don't want to, then leave it. Adkan l'shon. It's not necessary. Umashma, and reading the critical reading of this machaber implies the brachos, the tefillah, chayv b'shabbos, the yom tov. When it comes to davening, you have to do it. Brachos, you have to do it on Shabbos yom tov. It says that's the reason why, as he says, quoting the words of Rav Hai, Imir Tzekodim Mavarech, if you look at the Seder, the way that it's written, it speaks about if you want, you can eat meat. And then after that, it says, Umivarech V'chayev V'chol Mitzvos, which connects the Chiyuv of all mitzvos to Mivarech, that you have to bench, you have to make Hamotzi. So that's what it's brought down. Over here. Now, if you look, just a few more halachos which pertain to weekdays and Shabbos. If we look down in the Piskei Tshuva over here, it says as follows, where it says the Dalin, Kosev Sefer Chamudi Daniel, it says, Nira appears to me, the Onin, Afal Pi Shemutu Echol Belo Bracha, even though it's true that, you know, we have all these English books which have all the laws of mourning. This is where they come from, all these laws. Even though it's true, it's mutter, it's an interesting language, to eat without a bracha, which means you're not allowed to make a bracha. Chayv netil sidayim, ben b'mayim rishonim, ben b'achroinim. There's a chiyav, assuming that people ever do b'mayim achroinim. But nonetheless, you're supposed to wash al netil sidayim. You don't say the bracha, but you're supposed to do al netil sidayim, skipping a line. Shekasa b'pshitalei, the onen chayim netil sidayim, the netil sidayim havi mishum gzer mishum sarach trum. So the reason for making al netil sidayim has nothing to do with simcha or not simcha. It's based on the gzer, therefore the chiyuv of washing applies to an onid as well. You jump down to the hay. Birchas hamazon, benching, it's brought down in the sefer Chachmas Adam, Klal Kuf Nun Gimel. De'im Achal, very interesting halacha. We talked about saying the Shema before, which you weren't supposed to. Now, you're not supposed to bench while you're an onid. You're not supposed to bench. What happens? De'im Achal v'nikbar hameis v'dayin l'nis achal hamazoyin shibameyo. You can imagine that this is such a question. It didn't finish this. Because when are you supposed to bench? You don't have to bench mamash the second you finish eating. You have a few minutes, an hour, whatever it is. Long time to digest. Sarach levarach berachas hamazoyin. You have to bench. Even though the eating was when you're an onid. But if the kvura took place and you're still satiated from that meal, then you have to, according to this opinion, very interesting, that's what I thought was kind of cute. Then you have to, you still have to bench. You jump down another one.
You're not going
to
be an onion, you're going to be an oval.
Right, exactly. But it's interesting that the time that you ate your fill,
right, you were an onion.
You were an onion, but it doesn't make a difference. We look at you, b'shas maisa, and you're not v'yachalta, but you're sabat, let's say, you have to bench. Jump down two lines. Because of od v'chein ba'asher yatzar, im asa srachav ba'odo onein chay levarech asher yatzar acher shenikbar hameis afil kol hayoyim, which is the halacha. When it comes to asher yatzar, you don't have to say it the second afterwards. Right. You have the whole day. Okay. If you look over here on the left, let's just see two more things and we'll stop. Even though a couple more things. If you look at the Gilyon Maharsha, where he says v'lo birchas hamazoyim, that a person, you're an onin, you're not supposed to bench. You're not allowed to do mitzvos. What if it's day number 31 of Sfiras Omer, right? So he says like this, interesting halacha. Ve'im hu onin b'leil Sfiras Sfira, mona b'lo brach, kadesh lo yachsen habrachos b'leil shachareha. Because as long as you counted,
right,
then you're fine.
The next day.
Exactly. So therefore, in this case, at least count without a bracha. We jump down, I'm not sure what this one says, oh, this one's a little wild. We said on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no din of an onein. You're not an onein, right? It's been suspended. So you can go to shul, and you can daven. You're supposed to daven, right? He says, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we call Malkam, we'll yemer kadesh al meis, zesh yadayin ein gehenim. Which basically means that there's no, until the kfura,
right,
there's no kaddish. Right. So even though you come to shul and you're davening, you have to wait until after the kfura.
You don't say kaddish until
after the kfura. Okay, we'll stop here.